Darren Murphy, well done. That was a good performance against a good Athlone Town team, but a fully deserving one.
Yeah, a very good Athlone Town team. You know, their first two games of the season, they've scored 6 goals. 5 of them have come in the first 30 minutes in the two games. So they are scoring goals. They're a threat. You can see they're big, they're strong, they're powerful. They mix their game up well. You know, they want to play and then they go direct. They're a threat from set pieces, throw-ins and corners. But we dealt with it very well, and that's the most pleasing thing for me. We have worked hard all week on trying to deal with them types of things, and we done well tonight. We dealt with the long throw, we dealt with the corners. We were able to be physical ourselves, and we were able to exploit areas that we thought we could exploit. And we created chances where we thought we could create chances, and it's something that we have worked extremely hard on. You know, Kevin McHugh and Eamon Curry look at that side of the game for me. You know, the strengths and weaknesses of the opposition, and I think we got their strengths nailed on, and we certainly found their weaknesses where we thought we could be a threat, and that's where our goals came from. We thought we could be every bit of a threat from set pieces because of the goals that they had conceded, and that's how the game panned itself out.
Yeah, I remember this time last year, Athlone Town had the big centre forward, caused Harps all sorts of problems. Tonight, Harps had that man in success, and perhaps that's one of their weaknesses, Darren, that they just couldn't handle him.
No, he was exceptional again this evening. Like all the players, every one that took the pitch, and even the ones that haven't come on, the role that the ones that aren't getting onto the field to play at the moment are playing is massive, because they're pushing the boys on that are on, and they're also so keen in training as well, and there's a good buzz about training, and they're all eager, and they know if an opportunity comes, they'll have no fear with me in playing them. At the moment, it's difficult. You would like to get people on the pitch, you would like to get other players on, but they understand how I work, and they understand what I think of them all. And at the moment, I can't fault anybody in the changing room for how they've conducted themselves in the first 3 games of the season, and that's more important to me. I've tried to instill some core values to them as people, which obviously we keep private, but I've tried to instill some core values to them as people and to them as footballers playing for Finn Harps, and at the moment the core values that I've tried to instill into them as a group, they're definitely ticking them boxes for me.
Yeah, and you use that word group, that they are very together, aren't they, Darren? You could even see incidents out there tonight. There was one where Patrick Ferry was bundled down, you may say a cynical foul. Jamie Watson was there straight away, sticking up for his teammate. You know, it's good to see that. Now, Watson got a booking out of the end of it, but it shows that there's a wee bit of togetherness there.
The thing that I tried to do when obviously the job came around and I was took into the post, the first thing that I wanted to do was surround myself with good people. I've done that with the backroom staff that I have. They're very good people, and I trust each and every one of them, and I trust the roles that they all do for me. I'm a great believer in bring people in to do the things that you can't do, and you concentrate on the things that you can do, but make sure you bring people in that you know that can do it, and allow them to do it, and I have got that in the backroom staff that I have. Then the second part for me was trying to instill a group that had a good character, because there will be disappointments, you will perform poorly, you won't be selected, you will have to come off at times, all the different things that goes through the mind of a footballer. The teams that I've worked with in the past and have been successful and have done well are the teams that have a good core group and a good understanding of how it works. And when I was signing the players, ability, yes, is important, of course, but for me, the number one characteristic that I look in a person is character. They have to fit the group, and irrelevant of how good the footballer is, if he doesn't have the right character and I don't feel that he fits the group, then whether he's a great footballer, I just don't want that type of person around me, because football's a difficult game and it's a tough time, and everyone has challenges in life. And I said to the players in there after the game, I've went through my own personal challenges in life, and this should be a place where you come to enjoy life and enjoy your football, and you need good characters and good people to do that. And at the moment, we have good characters in the changing room, in my backroom staff and my playing staff.
You know, that's good to hear. Next week, back in action again here in Balbriffie for three Friday nights in a row. How did this all happen then, Darren? Because it was Cove Ramblers away, but it's going to be reversed to next Friday night?
Unfortunately, it came too late for us in the day. We were meant to be informed before the league campaign kicked off. If Cork ladies are playing at home on a Saturday evening, then Cove have to play on a Sunday. That information was only relayed to us Tuesday of this week. So the turnaround to try and get a team to go to Cove on Sunday, the 10th of March, was just logistically just didn't suit the football club. I have players obviously that work on a Monday morning. So the timings, 8 p.m. on a Sunday or 5 p.m. on a Sunday, just wasn't ideal, let's say, is the best way. So we wanted to get the fixture played because we didn't want it to be then added in somewhere and then going a week without playing. So I spoke to the players and they were comfortable with the fixture being reversed. Then we went to Cove and asked would they be happy if the fixture was reversed. And to be fair to them and to be fair to the people involved, both clubs worked on it, you know, really, really well. It works out well for us because we have three home games in a row. But then on the downside to that, in the month of April, we have three away games. Yeah. But look, again, it for me, it's irrelevant where the game's home or away. If you train all week, the players just want to play on a Friday. It's certainly not ideal, but it just shows with a wee bit of goodwill and a wee bit of communication that we are willing to help each other in the league. And look, I'd like to thank Cove as well. They had to accept coming up here. So look, again, not ideal, but we move on and look forward to Cove coming Friday.